It's cracking. Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome. We go to our third and final hour, but I know how you listen to the program. This might be your first hour. This might be your first segment. It really all depends. Some of you listen to every single show start to finish. Some of you pop in and out. So let me just reset very quickly. Let me say good morning or good afternoon. Nice to have you here. What's going on? Live from the Quicken Loan Studios in Southern California, I am Jim Rome. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently, and it is nice to have you here. All right, so we're wide open. I've done three interviews already, which means this last hour is open. 1-800-636-8686. Call me right now. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. We talked about the Raiders and Khalil Mack. No way, no bleeping way. Two responses right there. One from Derek Carr, and you know he's not going to F-bomb. One from Bruce Irvin, and you know he might F-bomb. I already shared my thoughts on that in length. I can reset them for you if you want. Notre Dame over Michigan. Notre Dame 24, Michigan 17. Michigan men. Once again, if you're still wondering, who's got it better than us? Most people, including Notre Dame. That could not have gone any worse for Michigan and Jim Harbaugh than it did. We covered that as well. I want to get into Alabama putting a beatdown on Louisville, 51-14, which I will get to momentarily. Also, NFL season kicking off this week. Buffalo's got their starting quarterback. Good morning or good afternoon, Bills Mafia. You're living 3 hours in the future. The future has never looked brighter because yesterday the Jets were not the only New York team announcing their week one starter. The Jets are going with their rookie first-round draft pick. The Mafia gets Nathan Michael Peterman. I will have that for you. I want to double back, though, and talk Nick Saban and Bama. So, number one, Alabama beats Louisville 51-14 Saturday night. Tua throws for a couple of touchdowns. He rushes for another one. Jalen Hurts completes 5 of his 9 passes for 70 yards. All in all, a pretty awesome way for the Crimson Tide to open up their season, especially given the number of guys that Nick Saban lost from last year's squad. So, why don't we go down to the field for a post-game interview between Maria Taylor and an unusually hyped Nick Saban. I haven't seen this guy this happy in a long time. Folks, go ahead, take it away.
What answers did you have about your quarterbacks after watching both of them play tonight?
Well, I still like both guys. I think both guys are good players. I think both guys can help our team. All right, so why do you continually try to get me to say something that doesn't respect one of them? I'm not going to, so quit asking.
Whoa, 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 whoa. First of all, thanks to ESPN for that. I mean, what the hell just happened? It all seemed like it was going so well. Nice, easy beatdown, 51-14. Nick seemed to be pretty happy about things. And all of a sudden, Nick Saban goes Nick Saban, and he does it mid-answer. Listen to this guy. Like from 0 to 60,000 in a matter of seconds. We were about 3 seconds from Saban ripping off his clothes and lighting himself on fire just to show how angry he was and how outrageous that question was. I mean, hold on. Let me get the exact words so you can see just how insane and how unprofessional this was. Now, brace yourself, because there's no way Nick Saban snaps unless the question really crosses the line. Maria Taylor says, and I quote, now seriously, hold up for a minute. Are you ready for this? Make sure you get the kids out of the room because I'm about to read the question that made Saban snap. Here is the question, quote, what answers did you have about your quarterbacks after watching both of them play tonight? End of question. Like, that's it. That's all there was. A reporter asked the coach, what answers do you have about your questions after watching both of them play tonight? And this guy's response is to yell at her and say, quit asking.
Quit asking.
I mean, dude, come on. She's not looking to fight you. She's asking a really simple question, and you're taking it like it's a reason to go. A purely professional and totally harmless and innocuous question, and one that you had to know was coming because we all did. You know, that was no more offensive than plastic or paper, sir. Oh, I think both bags can help our groceries, all right? So why do you keep trying to get me to say something that doesn't respect one of them? I'm not going to. Quit asking.
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
I mean, come on, Nick. Look, I'm not even going to get into the fact that the whole reason the quarterback situation is a topic is because this guy refuses to make a public announcement one way or the other, and that's all on him. Well, actually, I will. If you just pick one, people will stop asking which one it is. Until then, they will. So you should expect it and have a much better answer ready when that question does come, Nick. Hey, Nick, I know you think the world's out to get you, but it's not. It just wants to know who your quarterback is going to be because, as the world knows, if you have two quarterbacks, you really don't even have one if you don't pick one. So just pick one. I mean, that's not even like a hard question. That's not even a hard decision. I don't think you need to be Nick Saban, the greatest coach ever, to make that decision. That is not a hard decision, just like that's not a hard question. And something else. You got to stop right now with the, oh man, it is hilarious when Saban goes there. It is hilarious when Saban gets that red ass with the media. It's not. And it's not that I'm a member of the media. It's just that it's not funny. It's not hilarious. I mean, some losers may have thought that was funny a long time ago, but the clock has long since run out on that being so amusing. It's tired, it's played, it's lame. And the fact is, it never really was funny or cute. And it's not ornery either. The interview, and check this too, this is important. The interview was not about him protecting his players. The interview was not about him wanting to win. You know what that interview was about? The guy being a jerk. The guy being an a-hole. There's really no reason to justify that. You don't have to be a jerk to show how badly you want to win. Give you an example. Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr's not a jerk. And believe me, Steve Kerr wants to win as badly as Nick Saban does. Believe that. I mean, seriously, man, knock it off. You're a 66-year-old man. Act like it. Part of your job is to answer questions. And that's a really simple question. And you responded like she's punched you in the face.
Knock it off!
That was not beneath him. That wasn't unusual. That was par for the course. What would have been unusual would have been if he just actually answered the question. Man, it's such an act. It's so contrived. And if it's not, it's even worse than I thought. Yeah, I know. He reportedly reached out to Taylor and apologized, but no credit for that. That's the least he could do. And his explanation yesterday took some of the shine off of that allegedly noble act because he did say this in part.
If I get asked to vilify a player and make another one a crown prince publicly, I might not respond to that, and I need to learn a better way to respond to that, and I will in the future.
I mean, come on, who was asking you to vilify a player? Who was asking you to vilify anybody? Who was asking you to make another one a crown prince? I mean, Nick, what the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about? That question could not have been a bigger softball. It couldn't have been more innocuous. You were asked about how your quarterbacks played. Nobody asked you to vilify anybody. You were asked how your quarterbacks played. Man, get a grip.
Get a grip.
You're the alleged greatest college coach ever. I'd even argue that you are. But you're the greatest college coach ever being asked the easiest question ever. Just to answer it. Freaking do your job. Part of your job is to act like a damn professional and answer questions when they're posed to you. I saw one professional in that exchange, and it wasn't you. That's easy. That's easy. You won 51-14. You look great doing it. A reporter asked you on the sideline, a throwaway question, literally. Hey, what do you think about your quarterbacks? How'd they play?
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
Quit asking? Quit asking how your quarterbacks played? Are your running backs off limits too? Can we ask how your defense played? Reminds me way back in the day. I did an interview with Will Clark when I got started in local radio. And he hit me with the same thing, man. Why do you ask so many negative questions? I'm like, why don't you just submit the questions ahead of time? And I'll just ask those. Way back in the day. That was way back in the day. I mean, come on, Nick. You've done this a long time. You won a lot of championships. Everybody knew that question was coming, except apparently you. Just answer it. And again, nobody asked you to vilify anybody. Nobody asked you to make one kid look bad over the other kid. The question just was very open-ended. What do you think about how your quarterback's played?
Quit asking.
Quit answering like that and just answer it normally and it will go away. Or better yet, just make a decision. That's the other part of it. It's not that hard. It's very clear who the better quarterback is of those two. Nothing against Jalen Hurts. Solid guy. Great teammate. Really good quarterback, actually. But it's not like that's a hard decision to make. Dear Rome, quit asking me questions and don't talk to me, all right? Yours, Ryan Lee, Nicky Saban.
Don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
Ryan Leaf at least owns that. Ryan Leaf has at least learned. Nick hasn't learned anything, apparently. Aaron in Omaha wore Saban's long hair, not covering that red ass. Again, it's not funny. It's not funny. It's not cute. It's not humorous. It's not ornery. It's just a guy being a jerk. It's a jerk move. Ryan in Houston tweets, hey, Saban, Stones or the Who?
Quit asking.
That's a tough question. That's a hard question. I see both sides of that. Hey, Nick, Stones or the Who? Come on, man. Stop asking.
Quit asking.
Quit asking.
Quit asking.
Stop asking me to vilify Roger Daltrey.
Quit asking.
Stop asking me to make Mick Jagger the Crown Prince.
Quit asking.
And to vilify Pete Townsend. Quit asking. Yeah, in the meantime, after all that, they look great. All the guys they lost, 12 guys to the draft, 4 first rounders. Any questions about that rebuild defense? I mean, they looked awesome. They look great. Really good quarterback play. I mean, all positives until that. You brought that on yourself, Nick. That's not the media. It's not the rest of us. We're not all out to get you. You brought that on yourself. All right, still ahead, I want to get into the Buffalo Bills picking Nate Peat as their starting quarterback. Did they get that right? My thoughts coming up. Mafia, don't wait on me. Get up in here. Hit us up. Braylon Edwards all over Jim Harbaugh. I'll have that for you, too. Meantime, there's something to be said for being the best. Like, when you're the best, you know you've outrun, outpaced, outsmarted the competition. Elite athletes know you cannot be the best until you have beaten the best. So if you want to compete at the highest level, you need to be strong and you need to stay strong, like Castrol Edge. It is the strongest full synthetic motor oil. It's engineered with fluid titanium technology to reduce power-robbing friction and to maximize engine performance. Did you know that friction can rob 10% of performance from your engine? Imagine then being lined up across the ball from somebody who's at 100%, but you're only at 90. The other guy's going to have the advantage, right? Castrol Edge is strong under pressure. It reduces friction, so your engine can perform at its highest level. It's not only strong, it is 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown as tested in the Kurt Ormond test. That's the strength you need. The strength your engine needs to perform at the highest level and to keep you living on the edge. Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. Castrol Edge.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Barbasol razors. After 100 years of making shaving cream, Barbasol is finally making razors. That's a no-brainer. Try the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus with 6 ultra-thin blades. Save right now at barbasol.com. All right, so we're open right now. Hey, look, I've gone 2+ hours without taking a single telephone call. Not because I haven't gotten a single telephone call, but because I'm waiting for the right phone call. 1-800-636-8686. Bills Mafia, do you want to see your alleged franchise quarterback right now, or did Sean McDermott get it right by going with Nate Pete? I've got thoughts on it, which I'll break down in a minute. Dear Jim, apparently the Raiders front office forgot to tell their fan base there was going to be a pit stop in between Oakland and Vegas. In Bohica. But that's quite all right with us Bear fans. Much love to Chucky for helping Chicago's defense become relevant again overnight. War of the Bears trending up and unwore the annual text from Fantasy Football Guy expecting analysis of the 18 different teams he just drafted. Jed in Illinois. It's true, right? When you think about the Bears, you think about defense. Well, when you think about the Bears, you think about defense and bad quarterbacking. And you've got a young quarterback in Mitch Trubisky. And the argument's going to be from Gruden and those who support that decision that that's why they could afford to make that deal. Because they could afford to make that deal. They've got a quarterback on a rookie contract. We don't have that. We've got a quarterback making elite quarterback money. We couldn't afford both these guys. Once again, they can. The Raiders could afford both those guys. They could have signed Khalil Mack. Now, if you want to make the argument that defensively you need depth, and if you sign Khalil Mack to that contract and you're the Raiders, you're not going to have that depth, I'll at least listen to the argument. It's a defensible argument, but Gruden was making all sorts of whack arguments and talking out of both sides of his mouth. He didn't help matters at all when he finally got around to trying to explain that. If you're the Bears, you got to be excited. If you're going to play in that division, going up against those quarterbacks, you want a guy that can get to the quarterback, and now they've got one. Plug him in, turn him loose, let him go. Got a lot of excitement. And all of a sudden now, they're a team worth watching. And ironically, it's going to take pressure off of their quarterback. This email says, whoa, Rome. I'm not really sure how the hell you are just going to gloss over that huge news so quickly. But State Farm is now the sponsor of Arizona's football stadium. I am really disappointed to see such a fine higher educational institution like the University of Phoenix being dropped. I hope things are going well for them, and I still hold out hope that my credits will eventually transfer to finish my associates. Signed, Adam Hawk, Kaplan University dropout class of 12.
There's no ceiling for my stupidity.
Man, that's incredible. A University of Phoenix blast, a Kaplan University dropout class of 12. DeVry didn't want any of that. Damn, Matt. Matt in Poland Springs working hard. Hawk, you want to respond? You keep leaning into it like you're going to say something. You probably shouldn't. I would stay down. Stay down. I would not try to get up if I were you. Just stay down. Play dead. Fake your own death. Quote, I actually do have a response. Go ahead. Put them on. Take your best shot. So, I would argue against this decision on your part, Adam, but go right ahead.
Okay, I have no student loans, and I have a better job than 99% of the people listening.
And you have no education whatsoever.
And no student loans.
And no student loans. All right, so I guess the argument is, if you go to college to get a good job, you already have a good job. So therefore, that's why you didn't go to college. Correct? And he had a 1.8 grade point average. It's pretty funny, which brings me to my next point. All right, I got to admit, Hawk had a pretty good take. When we crack Hawk for his educational background, his response is, and I quote, I have no student loans, and I've got a pretty good job. Normally, this is when the fact of the matter is, that's a good response. No student loans, because I know people that are really bright, that do have good jobs, that will be paying them down for the rest of their lives. He has none. How's your credit card debt? No comment. No comment. All right, so over the weekend, my family separates. Let me tell you about my weekend really quickly. This is what the Rome family did for the long holiday weekend. Janet bounces, and believe it or not, she goes back to Wisco. Janet was in Wisco. That's how much fun we had in Wisconsin. Janet went back with a girlfriend. So that leaves me with the boys. It's going to be a boys' weekend. Jake Rome, Logan Rome, Jim Rome, Rim Jome, according to Jeff in Richmond. Except Jake has got to get his college applications done, so he can't hang. No bro time for him. Logan and I skip town, and we go boys' weekend. Just Logan and I. Good bonding time. Really good bonding time. So we watch some ball games. We get some meat. Order an adult beverage. He crushes the olives. Get a little sun. Just work it. It's great. So we have this quality time together, and we're driving back. Driving back to where we live. And the kid looks at me and he goes, "Hey, Dad." I said, "What's up, son?" He goes, "I got to tell you something. You're smarter than I thought you were." I'm like, "Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be really good. Lay it out for me, son. I'll bite. Why am I smarter than you thought that I was? And did you think I was dumb? Did you think I was like Hawk or something?" He's like, no, Dad, nothing like that. I just thought, I don't know, like you told me that story about how you went on academic probation and got all Fs in college. Yeah, that wasn't the point of that story, son. That was not the point of the story. Remember I told you after I got all Fs in college that I matured, I grew up, and then I got all A's in college. Remember that part of the story? He's like, yeah, but like, you know, your job, I just didn't think your job was that hard. Therefore, you are smarter than I thought you were. But then again, we all reach that point, right, as kids. Don't we, as sons, don't we all reach a point in life where we have to realize or admit to ourselves, damn, man, the old man's smarter than I thought he was. Of course, I never articulated that to my old man. I just thought it. But I got to give it to the kid. The kid did hit me up with that. "Yo, Pops, you are smarter than I thought you were." And then we laid it out. I'm like, "You know what, son? What you probably should have said was, your job is more difficult than I thought it was. But I do respect you getting real with it, Logs." That's why you got to take a weekend trip with your kid. Stuff like that comes out. Love that. "Hey, Dad, you're smarter than I thought you were." That was priceless. "Hey, Romy, I'm loving the podcast. I would definitely wear a shirt advertising it. Think about it." Signed, Dave. My man, I appreciate you saying that. We had, way back in the day, we had merch. Way back in the day, we had merch. The merch had a good look to it. In fact, the logo that we use, not the Rome logo, but the Jim Rome Show logo, was actually conceived like 20 years ago, and it still looks good. We had merch. We had shirts. We had mugs. I mean, long before people were doing it. Shirts. I mean, even before merch, we had the, quote, cotton, the huge wear. Some of you remember that. That's where Rich from Copyright Hills got his gloss. Rich in Copyright Hills started to try to sell my merch himself. And the best part about that, he wasn't going to cut me in on my merch. Well, that takes some sack, doesn't it? Yeah, I know. Why don't we make some Rome merch and sell it and not give Rome any of the money? Let's not ask Rome. Let's just make merch and sell it with his name on it. You know, Dave, you're right. I've thought about it, and I should probably give it some more thought. A podcast shirt, a show shirt. Put quotes on it. You know, whatever's the quote of the day. Like, "Hey, Dad, you're not as dumb as I thought you were." Actually, he did say, "You're smarter than I thought you were." There you go. Moral of that story, man, take a trip with your kid. Spend quality time with your kid because soon enough, it's like truth serum. You may have an adult beverage and the truth comes out, but if you spend enough time with your kids, quality time, they will tell you the truth. Like, "Hey, you're not as dumb as I thought you were." I put that on a mug. Quote, "You're not as dumb as I thought you were." Signed, Rogan Loam.
Rogan Loam.
Ran that back to the wife. She thought that was pretty funny. All right, when we come back, it's not too late. Not too late for me to get a good phone call. Not too late for me to share my thoughts on Nathan Peterman getting the call. All of that coming up on a really good Tuesday. It's been a good day. Don't forget, it's going to get better too. We've got a podcast we're dropping later on today, Ep 49, D'Angelo Hall. Can't wait to chop it up with him. We're going to do it right after the show, and then that will drop a little bit later on. If you're subscribed, it's going to find you. If not, you need to subscribe to the podcast. Zach Guy points out, "Hey, Rome, great podcast. You should have a shirt." Here is the sports update. Jay Berman's got it.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Thank you, Jim. This report is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. All right, we'll start in the NFL, getting set for week one. Falcons and Eagles play Thursday night. The Eagles have re-signed receiver Marcus Wheaton. They put tight end Richard Rodgers on IR. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin on the still-absent Le'Veon Bell, perhaps showing up tomorrow. Quote, I hadn't thought about it. We'll see. He says he's not been in contact with Bell this week. Running back Brandon Bolden is in Miami preparing to sign with the Dolphins, according to sources. Meanwhile, the Cardinals and State Farm have reached agreement on an 18-year naming rights commitment. Results in the team's home venue now becoming State Farm Stadium. From baseball, Ryan Howard announced his retirement. Of course, the former star is now 38 years old, has not played in the majors since 2016. He's been a free agent since November. I'm Jay Berman.
Did you put the gas in the boat before we went out here? I didn't either. I brought the beer. Ferrell and Avenged, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, CBS Sports Radio.
I stand corrected. I said that I had not taken any phone calls when I did. How can I forget? The one call I took was from Raider Mike in Kuwait. But in reality, he's not really a caller. He's more of an analyst.
And you know,
Raider Mike talking about Khalil Mack, but made the phone call from Kuwait and said that once the season starts, he will reclaim his spot in the normal rotation and he'll make his calls. Huge call is coming up a little bit later on. He stands to win since he's been the only call so far. This tweet is from @TableSlamFam. Jim, I'll never come to the realization that my dad is smarter than I thought. Thanks. Signed, Baby Hawk. Ed Rich in 302 tweets. Are you still looking for Dallas's replacement? War Rogan Loam being an intern.
Rogan Loam.
Unwar Hawks overachieving analysis. Yeah, I made it pretty clear to both my boys. You're not coming into the family business. You're not coming into the family business. If you do come into the family business, you will work for somebody other than the old man first, and then come over here. You got to prove yourself. I know because I went to work for the family business, and the old man fired me. And one of the things he said was, I should have had you work for somebody else before you came to work for me. And he was right. Well, he was right and he was wrong. Because even if he had done that, I still would have sucked at his job. So I've told the kids, you can't come in the family business. Like Jake, he's kind of got the bug. I'm like, son, you know nothing about sports. How are you going to work for me? How are you going to work for a sports talk show host? You know nothing about sports. I've already made that mistake with Hawk. Hawk knows nothing about sports, and I got to fight this battle every single day. Why would you think that I would hire somebody... Like Jake and I are like this. Why would you think, son, that I would hire somebody that doesn't know anything about sports? And they says to me, what about Hawk? Yeah, never mind. Go do your homework. Logan knows sports. He's good like that. He knows sports. But the kid, and I say it to him all the time, doesn't have the grind. So he can't work here either. So ultimately, maybe they work their way into the family business. But they got to show me something first, and I'm not seeing it yet. You have to show me something more than, hey, Dad, you're actually smarter than I thought you were. Oh, when can you start, son? That's awesome. At RevTom.com tweets, Hawks onto something. That quack, Dr. Dave, went to med school, and he can't even read his own calls.
Oh, sorry, Jim. I'm done.
At Steve PHX tweets, hey me, I'm not smarter than I thought I were. Signed, Ryan Lochte.
Cheer, cheer, cheer.
Mike D for three on Twitter. P Peterman seems like such an underwhelming choice. Sincerely, the wife telling you that Hamburger Helper is for dinner. That's Jeff from the 919. Yeah, Hawk has no student loans, but he's the dumbass paying for strip mall chiropractors. But he's got no student loans. He's got no education, but he's got no student loans. He's got no diploma, but he's got no student loans. Hey, what would you rather have? 50 grand of student debt and a diploma, or no diploma but no debt? It's actually a fair question. Should put that up in one of those look at me Twitter poll questions designed to get a response. Or maybe another poll question. Hawk, dumb or nah? That would get a lot of reaction. Let's see. 1-800-636-8686. What do we do here? Boy, I got a murderer's row on hold right now. I think I'll do something else. All right, so Bill's Mafia, how you living? Good morning. Well, good morning here, good afternoon where you are, and I can answer that question myself. You're living 3 hours in the future, and the future has never looked more bright than it does right now, because yesterday, the Jets were not the only New York team announcing their week one starter, while the Jets are going with their rookie first rounder, their franchise quarterback. The Mafia is going to go with Nathan Michael Peterman. Peterman! The announcement was made yesterday. The Bills have officially have their guy now to lead them into Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Nate has earned the right. I thought his total body of work all the way back from the spring through the summer and fall camp to this point, you know, he has certainly earned the right. Well, it's always a tough decision, and that's a good thing because those guys were competing at a high level.
Sean McDermott, head coach. Hey, Mafia, let's go ahead and discuss this, and I mean this in the best way possible. Let's go ahead and discuss this as the table-slamming, beer-bonging, parking-lot fornicating, rational adults that I know you are. Nate Peterman, to me, is the right choice. It just is. And deep down, in that failing liver of yours, you know it. My man had a nice preseason. And before you crack the preseason in some useless measuring stick, consider it's really the only way that guys like Nate Pete and Josh Allen can be compared to one another. Where else are you going to look? Neither of these guys have game tape. Well, except for the 5 picks that Peterman threw in that soccer stadium last year. But that was last year. One historically bad day. Get over it, turn the page. Because the fact is, the guys look good. He's looked good since. Sean McDermott said that Nate Pete had the better camp and that he earned that job. And who in the hell in Western New York is going to question Sean McDermott? I mean, sure, if it came out of Rex Ryan's mouth, you know it would be wrong. But McDermott's not Ryan. One is an NFL head coach. The other is a say-nothing analyst. And the coach is the one who delivered the Bills and the Mafia to the postseason for the first time in nearly 2 decades. And he did it in his first season. In Sean, we trust, Mafia. This dude was not running around town, getting inked up, and his pickup truck painted up while he was trying to convince people that he was coaching. McDermott was in the trenches, coaching his guys the hell up, leading from the front, not leading some bleep show. So, if this guy says that Nate Pete is more prepared than Josh Allen, then he is. Even if he means I'm feeding my 5th rounder to the Wolves instead of my franchise quarterback when he says it. I mean, that's what this is about also. Yes, Peterman outplayed Allen this preseason, but even more importantly, after seeing that offensive line nearly get Allen killed a few weeks back against Cincinnati, there's no way the coach is going to run him out there to get his skull cracked and his confidence shattered when he knows the guys in front of him can't do their job at a high enough level. If somebody's going to get their face broken early on, it's Peterman. Oh, and yes, he gives them a better chance to win right now. That too. So it's a no-brainer. I don't know what Allen is going to do. Not right now. I just know that he's not going to get his face broken right now. McDermott made the right call. Allen will get his shot, but right now it is Peterman time, as well it should be. Once again, guy gives them a better chance to win right now, and you don't want to run your franchise quarterback out there when he's not quite ready and risk getting his face shattered and his confidence broken, or his face broken and his confidence shattered. Mafia, I'm curious, where do you come out? Do you want to see the kid right now, or do you like the decision? Dan Lesks. Look at Dan Lesks. Dude, you were sweating that so hard, like, oh, man, it's been a long holiday weekend. What if I don't get anything read today? What if he doesn't mention me? What if I don't get my handle out there? Don't worry about it, dude. You're fine. You got in right under the wire at Den Lesks. Wait until the Bills and Peterman run into the Ravens and Kramer in Baltimore. That's good, Desk. Good take, Desk. Just wait. All right, Alvin was part of that. Alvin did go with the Seinfeld theme. Peterman and the Ravens and Kramer in Baltimore. Nothing like Kramer coming off that edge with some racist blast. Not a big Seinfeld guy. Just never thought the guy was that funny. Hey, I know. That's it, Rome. I've listened to you for 500 years, Rome. Not anymore. Just never was a huge Seinfeld guy. I never found him that funny. Didn't think he was like this great actor. Didn't think he was that funny. Now, Larry David, that dude's funny. That dude's really funny. At Such Beer Wow tweets, Nathan Peterman is clearly the right choice for the Bills. Week one starter. Regards, Baltimore's defense. Yeah, I don't know, man. I would not sleep on Pete. I would not sleep on Nate Pete. He had a really good camp. A really good preseason. He's making good decisions with the ball. I would not sleep on this guy. I think that's going to come back to bite. And I think it's the right choice. Let him go right now, because I would not trust your franchise quarterback behind that line. Did you not see? And Cincinnati gets after the quarterback, but did you not see what they did to Josh Allen? Don't wreck this guy's face and his confidence before the season even starts. Don't do it. Boy, Hawk is running. What are you doing, man? You're working hard and running fast. Dear Jumpman, if you don't think that Nathan Peterman should start week one, then you clearly have not watched the Bills at all this year. Peterman is completing 80% of his passes and is clearly the better option. We lost Eric Wood to a freak neck injury and Incognito to being a freaking lunatic. I don't want Allen to get David Card. Brock from Buffalo. Unwore the lobster, sucking bag, Christian in Maine. That's what I'm saying. He's right. They've lost some really key elements on their offensive line. All right, they're not where they need to be. We saw what happened when Allen, who was indecisive and still learning, stood in there against the Bengals. He got his skull cracked. Nate Peterman is more prepared right now. This guy's right. If you think otherwise, you probably haven't seen what's going on in the preseason. Because they lost Eric Wood to a freak neck injury and Incognito to a freaking lunatic. Clones, snoring is still disrespectful and it's still offensive. And the reason for that is there is a solution. That solution is Zipa. Get a Zipa, make everybody happy. Zipa, 100% guaranteed to work. Zipa, ZYPPAH.com, Zipa.com.
Beat writer Levi Damian, he said it best. He said, the Raiders, they got a hold of a lottery ticket, they scratched it off, and they struck the mother freaking load. Then Gruden grabs it, goes back in the store, and exchanges it for a couple of more tickets. I get that no NFL team is paying two players this much money, but this is Khalil freaking Mack. He is our closer. You know, they should have held the course. He would have reported, I know it. They could have gotten him in, taken another shot. You know, Vance Mack, this is my lot as a Raider fan. Pro Bowlers ride the bench. Incomplete passes are called immaculate receptions. fumbles are tucks, and superstars get traded. Now the Raiders truly are a Vegas team, because every time I take a trip to Vegas, I have no plan, I lose my ass, and I haven't a freaking clue how it happened. But, you know, like I said, as Raider fans, we have and we still will go on. Jim, I'll be back in a couple months. I'll get my regular spot and rotation back. That's all I got for now.
And our thing.
Now I'm done.
Raider Mike from Kuwait. He called us from Kuwait. My thanks to Arizona Cardinals corner Patrick Peterson back in hour number one. Hall-of-Famer Brian Dawkins. Case Keenum. Denver Broncos quarterback later on today. I've got EP49 of the Jim Rome podcast. D'Angelo Hall. Thank you for listening. You have an amazing day. Check out the podcast a little bit later on. We'll see you then. We're out.